and 0TR. 0TR, mobile.
OTR. This is KO4QLU.
Price. Good afternoon, Chris. I called you there last night, but you was busy apparently, or not there. I'm just headed down to get some old dead chicken. How you doing?
I can't complain. Just sat here on the computer. Heard you calling out. Figured I'd see what was going on.
I've had an RF problem for a couple of days, and I'm having a hard time pinning it down. I hope it's not my coax from the house out to the antenna switch, the remote one. So I ordered me a new antenna switch this morning. Those dang things, when they go out, they're double-sided boards, and you just can't get at them, Chris, the way they're made with the SO239s, the way they connect up through it. And I just don't have the, you know, I got the solder suckers and all kinds of soldering irons, but I just don't have, however they got it, must be with magic, because I can't figure out how they put that sucker together.
So I wondered that myself, just looking at it. I've never tried to tear into one yet. Maybe you'll bang through it.
You know, they're ready for 2,500 watts of RF, and I don't have anywhere near that. I got half that. And, but in looking inside, they are 8-amp printed circuit board relays, you know, them little rectangular ones. Well, I have them, but getting them in there is a nightmare. And trying to keep from, you know how you're going to have your components at similar temperatures? Well, the center of that SO239, there's only about a quarter inch between the boards. And you need to get that center post hot enough that before you apply the solder to the printed circuit board, so you get similar temperatures, so you'll get a good bond. And it's just impossible. Now, you can solder a wire to it, like if you're mounting it in the back of a rig or something, and I've got plenty of SO239s and PL259s, but that's the first one I can say I couldn't get at to work on. And it's not surface mount technology either. It's more my style, but c'est la vie. I asked them if they had any better ones, and I can't find any other manufacturer other than Ameritron or MFJ. So, there goes
$238.95. Have you tried some heat sink?
About as many hemostats and heat sinks as a doctor does in the dentist office or a doctor's office. I got a drawer full of different ones. Yeah, I know enough to do that, but Dad burn it, it's the getting at it that is the problem. But anyways, from HRO, it should be here tomorrow. Oh, and Bernice is busy sewing a costume for the Spartanburg High School. And I think she's been off more than she can chew as far as the time frame goes. Now, her talent, yes. But it's working on her some. This costume has to be one that you can rip apart real quick and have another costume under it. And it's for one of their main singers in this play they're putting on over there. So we kind of volunteered to do it. She doesn't do it as a business or anything, but this little gal needed help. So she's doing that. And so I volunteered to go out to get chicken. I called Publix twice and don't get any answer. And the last time I went there, they got my order wrong. And for 13 years, when they had the same staff there, they never messed up once. Now they got two new women back. there cooking, and they just absolutely, I told them three times, and they still screwed it up. So I called today, and it rang about 10 times. Then it went to playing a song. So I dialed again a little bit later. Nobody even answered. So I'm going to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Been a little bit of sewing, my man. Sewing that she's doing is a little bit above my head. I've done a little bit of soldering here now, above my head. And I just found out the other day that Kentucky Fried Chicken don't use pressure cookers anymore. So I ain't no help for you today at all.
Yeah, my youngest daughter helped work her way through college working at KFC for a long time. And then she went to the Mall Deli and worked there the rest of the time back in Kansas. But they did use pressure cookers, so I didn't know that. Well, I hope the chicken's just as good. We haven't ate here in a long time. It used to be okay. Chris, it's good to hear you, buddy. And have the rest of the day a good day, or might catch me on the way home here. I'm going to go in and order it so they get it right, let's say. And we'll see how that works out. And I need to stop at Lowe's, but I'm not going to because the food will get cold. Got to get something for the chicken house. Take care, Chris, and catch you later. KO4QLG and 0TR73.
Tom, you be safe out there. We'll talk at you on the other side. KO4QLG, clear.